The lion is a national icon in Africa, but the lion population has plummeted 80 to 90% since 1975 due to a growing human population and illegal poaching. The African Lion and Environmental Research Trust, or ALERT, a conservation and restoration charity, is one of the organizations that will help to kick off World Lion Day. The event aims to spotlight the big cat's importance. They are an important component of the food chain, helping to keep animal populations in balance, and there is an overwhelming need for reintroducing disease-free lions back into the wild. Many countries depend on lions for millions of dollars in tourism annually. ALERT aims to generate long-term solutions so African communities and wildlife can live in harmony. The nonprofit organization is the first to successfully introduce designated areas for the protection and rehabilitation of lions. David Yulden is the chief operating officer for ALERT.
World Lion Day was an idea based around our experience that when we're talking about lions with people, so few people appreciate that this is a species under severe threat. There are certainly people suggesting that it could even go extinct in the next 10 to 20 years. And we were looking for a way to try and raise awareness of the issue and call for people to support individuals and organizations that are in Africa and in India as well to try and save this species.
Yulden says several problems are putting lion survival at risk.
There are many threats facing the lions. The biggest one is a loss of habitat as humans continually encroach on the land that lions need, even into protected areas. And that's coupled with a loss of the food source for lions. Humans are poaching out many of the species on which lions rely. And once you have those two things come together, habitat loss and prey-based depletion, lions are being forced into conflict with people.
The conflict is often seen when lions attack livestock, which provokes herders to retaliate. Yulden said it is a conflict that lions simply can't win.
The fact that these lion populations that are left are now isolated from each other, so they're becoming inbred because there's no natural gene flow between populations. There are disease threats, and that seems to be increasing as humans and our livestock interact with wild animals more frequently and will probably become more of an issue as climate change affects how diseases transfer within populations.
As predators, Yulden says lions keep the natural balance by killing the old and sick of their prey.
But they also actually control the number of animals of some species. For example, zebra and buffalo are very dominant herbivore species, and their numbers are mostly controlled by predation rather than natural death or death from disease. If those species are not being controlled by lions, then their numbers can grow, and they can start to outcompete other herbivore species. And therefore, you get a loss of overall biodiversity within an area. And again, without lions, those smaller predators can increase in number and actually cause an even greater conflict with humans than lions do.
For many countries, lions help to benefit the economy through tourism.
Most people coming to Africa, that is the one animal that they want to make sure that they see. So an area with lions draws tourism. And of course, culturally, the lion is important. And I think this is one big aspect for us of World Lion Day, is the lion is culturally important, not just within Africa, not just in India, where they currently exist, but the lion is a key symbol for so many cultures, whether American or British or German or French or Chinese, you'll find the lion very deeply held within almost every culture on Earth.
ALERT and its partners will spend the coming months drumming up attention and support for World Lion Day. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.